A day after House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy stunned Washington with his decision to withdraw from the race for House Speaker, Republicans in Congress are searching for someone to take his place. And the question on everyone's mind is how to reconcile the Republican Party's establishment base with its more conservative Tea Party faction. Joining us now for more on this is someone who has some experience uniting an unruly Chamber of Commerce, Chamber of Congress, Tom DeLay. DeLay was House Majority Whip from 1995 to 2003 and Majority Leader from 2003 to 2005. He left that position after being indicted, but his conviction was ultimately overturned. Tom DeLay, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Well, what do you make of this situation in Washington? People have described it as chaos in Congress right now.
Well, this is what you get when you don't have any leadership, and the leadership not doing what the American people put them in the majority to do. So it's not unexpected. The only surprise is it came so early.
Came so early.
I figured Boehner would go through the rest of this Congress. He had mentioned that he was going to resign in November after they adjourned, but he decided to do it earlier, so... frankly, this is pretty good timing.
Well, who do you think is best positioned to replace him at this point? Paul Ryan, it's unclear whether he actually is going to run for Speaker. If it's not him, who would it be? Or do you think it eventually will be him?
I don't know who's going to be. I think they have a lot of good talent. The person that is going to get elected in 218 votes is the person that has gained the trust of the members. Has laid out an agenda for the members and made sure that they understood that he was going to work with them rather than everything coming out of the Speaker's office and other things. But there's plenty of good members that can do that.
And does whoever becomes Speaker have to have the support, do you think, of the Freedom Caucus, or do you think that that person could go after Democrats for some support?
They could. I don't want to get down the weeds with you, but the vote for Speaker on the floor of the House are all those voting and present and voting. And the Democrats could vote present but not vote, which lowers the amount of numbers that the person needs. Right now you need 218, but let's say 48 Democrats voted present, you would only need 190 some odd. So... That could happen. Anything could happen right now. This is really a lot of fun to watch.
It's a lot of fun for you to watch. Well, do you expect that it is going to be, in the end, somebody who is one of the more conservative Republicans or more moderate Republican who gets it?
Well, first of all the Republicans that are there are conservative. Just by degrees do you classify the moderate to conservative. The days of having liberal Republicans are pretty much over. The days of conservative Democrats are over. The parties are very much aligned, conservative versus liberal. And so that's not the point. The point is that a lot of these people, it's not just the Freedom Caucus. There's probably 150 members that are upset with their leadership. They want a new direction, and they want to respond to the will of the people, and that is stand up and stop Obama. And execute an agenda that the people want.
If it is Paul Ryan, is that somebody that you would support if you were there?
It's not for me to say that. I'm sorry, but this is amongst 247 members, and it's not for me to say who ought to be and who shouldn't be. Paul Ryan, I think, would make a good speaker, but I don't know that he will get there because a lot of members are upset with some of the things he's been doing and some of the votes he made them take, and I'm not sure he can even get to a majority, much less 218 votes.
That's Tom DeLay, a former House Majority Leader. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Thank you.